Ah, there you are. You're finally here. You certainly took your sweet time. You have been avoiding me, but you and I both know that sooner or later, sleep would eventually catch up with you. All the coffee and all the soda in the world can't help you forever, you know. You were just delaying the inevitable. I know sooner or later that you would come back here. Back to me. And my arms have been hungrily waiting for you. But I suppose I must give you credit where credit is due. You held out a lot longer than I anticipated. That being said, you almost ran over that poor little grandmother crossing the street because you fell asleep at the wheel for just a moment. You should know better than to drive when you're sleepy. I bet that woke you up real quick after that near-death experience. Is that what has been keeping you up at night? Is that the guilt of what could have been? Or perhaps it was the fear you felt for almost taking an innocent life? Or is it that you don't want to face me? You know, if I actually possessed feelings, that would hurt me. But honestly, I don't care. After all, everyone is afraid of something at all times. Some people are afraid of public speaking. Others, it's death. I honestly don't understand that one. I mean, everyone dies at some time. It's part of living. There's really nothing to fear. It's not like you can change your fate. You can't fight death. Sooner or later, eventually you'll die. Nothing lasts forever. Well, besides me. For the first moment you're born as a babe, you begin to die. Your days and nights on this planet are numbered. But until then, I get to visit you as much as I please. Which is why it hurts me for you not to come visit me. I'll never get those nights back. Just think of all the wasted opportunities that we could have done. Thanks so much for that. For the gods' sake, you're dying right now. Well, no, I'm not here to kill you. What I mean is that in you right now, you are dying, but those deaths are quickly replaced by new life. What am I? What do you think I am? A demon? I feel like I should be offended. Do I look like a downworlder to you? Do you see any horns? Any demonic wings? Also, do I look like I'm the kind of person who follows a pretty boy down to hell? Please, I'm not Lilith. Then what am I? You're still not asking the right questions. There we go. You have finally asked the right question. Who am I? Well, to put it simply, I'm no fear, and I'm all fear at once. I believe there was a mortal who said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. How do you think that saying came into place? Clearly they met me. The funniest thing is that they tried to fight me. What is my name? I have had many names and no names. I have names that you can't even hope to pronounce or to understand. But I will give you some of your people's names that you have given me. Sandman. Night Terror. Night Hag, which I must say, I really don't like that name. I have never met anyone or anything that's scared of old people. Have you ever met someone who was like, oh no, an old person is chasing me, whatever will I do? Right. Sorry, I got a bit off track there. Nightmare. I don't know why I got that name. That's the name of my noble horse, who has once again run off. Oh, was that? Was that my noble steed? I swear I better not find them in the pasture again, munching on skulls. Anyway, back to you. Nice tactic of trying to distract me. Unfortunately for you, I have had many years of doing my job. What is my job? Please try to keep up, sweetie. I thought I made it quite obvious what my job is here. My job is to scare you. It doesn't matter if you're sleeping or awake. Though, if I'm being honest, it is far more fun when you're asleep. Why is that? To simply put it, I have far more power when you're sleeping. I can become anything that you can. I do hope you can forgive the pun. Dream of. But you don't have to be asleep for me to visit you. What do I mean? Well, that's simple. Think back to when you were a small child. Were you scared of the dark? Or things under your bed? Or, better yet, the scary monster in the closet? That was me messing with you. Now, if you notice, you stopped being scared of that. And that's okay. Because now you have new fears. It's a natural part of life. Get rid of one fear just to trade for another. Another question. All right, lay it on me. That is a funny question. No, I've never run into someone or something that has no fear. People who say that they don't fear anything are lying to you. Or they're lying to themselves because they are afraid to face me. I do think for some of you, they don't even realize that they are lying to themselves. The only time people or things do fear me is when they are 6 feet under. Under the ground, silly. How long have I been around? Eons on this earth. Basically, since your planet started dreaming, I've been around. I'm sure if you really looked hard enough, somewhere there should be tales about me. There may be books on how you could defeat me as well. Of course, I'm not going to tell you if they're correct or not. Why not? Because I want to give you a glimmer of hope, just so I can smash it in front of your very eyes and watch you crumble with the weight of sadness and despair. Oh. Look at you trying to struggle. I see you're trying to wake yourself up. What? Is the pinching not working? Have you tried pinching yourself harder? Maybe try pinching yourself in a really sensitive area. Or maybe falling from a great height. That will definitely wake you up. I can help you with that. Want to try it out? No? Well, you're no fun. But hey, you're still here with me. Isn't this wonderful? Aren't you having a great time? I know I am, and I haven't even started working yet. We are having a chat because I missed seeing you nightly. Why can't you wake up? Simply put, I have one of my friends. What do you people call them? Sleep demons, sleep paralysis, whatever you want to call it. The point being is that you aren't getting up yet. So lay back, enjoy the ride, because this will keep happening until the day you die. It amuses me to know that you will be here in my clutches every night. You know the nights that you don't see me should scare you the most, because then you don't know where or who I am. Oh, my poor little dear, am I scaring you? Good. That means I'm doing my job properly. I take pride in my work, after all. I wonder if my visits will take a toll on you mentally or physically. Will you go to a doctor and complain about a mean lady in your dreams? Or will you ask for some of your doctor's meds to keep the dreams at bay? Maybe convince yourself that this is all just a dream. I have seen this outcome before. Actually, many times. Each time is as funny as the last. I wonder if you'll go mad and start seeing me everywhere you go. Maybe you'll start hearing me whispering to you constantly, saying things that only you can hear. How long do you think it'll take you to go completely mad? 1 month, 2 months, 3. Look, you already started down this path when you fell asleep at the wheel. I'm just your tour guide to help you along. I wonder how your family and friends will deal with you. I bet they'll call you crazy, insane, mad. And no matter how much you tell them about me, they'll never believe you. Perhaps I should play with them as well once they get sick and tired of your ranting about a lady haunting your dreams. Perhaps at first your friends and family will tease you, saying stuff like, "Man, I wish I had a lady haunting my dreams. You're so lucky. Do you think you can send her my way and stop hogging her to yourself?" The best part is that you and I will know the truth, and no one will ever believe you. It makes me laugh just thinking about it. And the best part is, your friends and family are already getting nightly and daily visits from me. Unfortunately for you, you'll know the truth, and now you will never be certain about your dreams ever again. If you hear something that goes bump in the night, how will you play it off now? Will you lie about it and say it was just a cat or a dog? What if you hear a creak in the night? Will you try to tell yourself that it's just the wind? Or that the house you live in is old? What about a tap on your window? Was it the rain? Perhaps a tree branch? What if things start being misplaced? Will you think that you just misplaced it? Or spaced it out? Or that your friends are playing a trick? Or the best one yet? Your house is haunted with spooks and spirits, oh my! Who are you gonna call about that one? I wonder, once you wake up, will you even remember me in this wonderful conversation? I know I certainly hope you do. If you don't, though, it's not a problem either, because then I can remind you every night about me and watch as the look of fear creeps back onto your face every single night. I hope, truly, that you don't try and stay away for as long as you did last time. Because you never know, the next time a little old lady crossing the street may not be as lucky. No, I'm talking. Your time for questions is done. You will listen to me now. The next time you interrupt me won't be as pretty. Do you understand? Nod your head in agreement. There you go. Now where was I? Ah, yes. I am certain that would break and drive you mad. And I would make you relive that moment every night, over and over again. I would make you watch, powerless to stop it from happening again and again. Do you know what the definition of insanity is? It's doing the exact same thing while expecting a different outcome. I could easily drive you mad, and once you're mad, it will be even easier to drive you further down. The best part for me is that once others think that you are crazy, they'll give you meds to help you to get better. The only thing those meds will end up doing is wearing you down. They will wear you down to the point where even yourself won't know his dream or reality. In your anger, one day, you may think that you're attacking me, but in reality, you attacked someone else completely. I look forward to breaking you down night by night. Slowly but surely, you will break. Or maybe not. After all, this is just a dream. And everyone knows that dreams can't really hurt you. Dreams are just memories of the day's events in a really strange order. Dreams don't mean anything. Blah, 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 blah. But, my dear, you and I aren't going anywhere. I'm like your shadow. You can't run away from me, nor can you hide from me. I'll be with you, no matter where you go. No matter how far you go, you will never be able to escape me. I'll be your most loyal friend waiting for you every night. And if you don't come to me, I don't mind coming to you. But if I do that, there will be consequences to pay. Unfortunately for us, you're beginning to wake up. But don't be afraid. I'll see you again soon. Real soon.